The real drama of the Leveson inquiry did, of course, begin with the appearance of the Murdochs, the senile, forgetful one, and his father, Rupert.
The hearing was delayed by 10 minutes because the Bible kept bursting into flame when he touched it. In the end, he had to swear on a first edition of Murder on the Orient Express, which Judge Leveson happened to have with him. Asked to comment, Leveson said,
I have recently become quite interested in these sort of they-all-did-it scenarios. What was striking was the sheer scale of collective amnesia, starting at the very top.
I did not know, had no inkling, or was not informed, or was deliberately misled, or could not remember anything, even though I did not know, had no inkling, was not informed, was deliberately misled, or could not remember. I am nevertheless very, very, very sorry for everything or something which may or may not have or have not happened.
No one seems able to recall any conversation or meeting they've ever had with the Murdochs. It's like their empire uses the same techniques as the film Men in Black. By flashing a checkbook or a bundle of emails in front of the victim's eyes, it has the same effect of one of those memory-wiping devices they use in the film. They issued one to all their ex-employees before they went on the stand.
Is your name Andrew Coulson?
Well, I have no specific recollection of my christening, but I assume that may be correct.
After that, he started to get evasive.
Trying to get information out of Andy Coulson was like trying to nail custard to a wall. And the custard is particularly runny. Also, the wall is made of custard. And instead of using a hammer, you're using a hamster, which is made of custard.